are first surprised by this news. We heard it this evening from French justice from Paris. But we are surprised because since a long time, our coalition, Congolese Coalition for the Transition, and the Nobel Prize, Dr. Mukwege, we are asking the UN to open the mapping report, which reported all the crimes which had happened in DRC from 98 until 2003. And now today they say that Lumbala has been arrested, but we think that Lumbala is only the smallest fish of the case. We are asking the International Justice for the Crimes in Congo could go ahead and to give the real responsible, the spirit responsible of this genocide in DRC. We mean here the international justice, French justice, must touch the big fishes. Big fishes are in Rwanda, are in Uganda. And until now, the soldiers from Rwanda and Uganda continue to kill in DRC.
So let's talk a little bit about the big fish that you're talking about. When you said the big fish, are you talking about Rwandan and Ugandan military people who were in DRC helping Lumbala?
Yeah, because it was not only Lumbala. It was Lumbala, it was Jean-Pierre Bemba, it was Moussa Nyamwisi, it was Azarias Ruberwa, and a lot of other responsible. Now, on behalf of the CCT, Congolese Coalition for the Transition, I ask to the UN, to the French justice, to the US, to facilitate us to have that international justice court for the crimes which are being committed in Congo, in DRC.
What do you make of the charges, the allegations against Lumbala himself, that he committed extrajudicial killings, rapes, and cannibalism during the DRC civil war? What do you make of those charges against him?
That we say that Lumbala was only the tool. He was like the tool that they were using. But now we need to know who was using the tool which called Lumbala. And who was using him? It was Uganda and Rwanda. Now, we hope that Lumbala will tell to the French justice who was using him and when it will tell this rule. So, we hope that all the big fishes, I repeat, will be captured. They will be captured by the international justice. And they will have to respond about their crimes and genocide they are doing in DRC. But if they only stop their process on the person of Lumbala, it will not be good, no interesting.